Hi everyone, I just want to check first of all that you have recordings, those that need them. Got it okay on the TV? Thank you everyone. The ACT Party caucus today voted to promote John Boscawen to the position of Deputy Leader. This is the tribute to the work that John has done for the party, including the opposition to the government's emissions trading scheme, his strong relationships within the party, and the respect that he has earned in Parliament. I'm also announcing today a reshuffle of the portfolios to be held by the ACT Party ministers. I have spoken with the Prime Minister, and at my request, we have amended the National ACT Confluence and Supply Agreement. We have agreed to the following changes. John Boscawen will replace Heather Roy as Minister of Consumer Affairs. He will also take over my Associate Commerce portfolio, and I'll be taking the Associate Education portfolio. We've also agreed to drop our involvement in the Associate Defence portfolio to focus on core ACT issues, most notably education. The change of Deputy Leader and the reshuffle of portfolios were agreed this morning by the ACT Board before I spoke to the Prime Minister. At my request, the Prime Minister subsequently advised the Governor-General to accept Heather Roy's resignation from ministerial office. As the leader of the ACT Party, I have an important job to do. We need our best team in place to contest the election next year. And we have a big job keeping the government focused on lifting income levels in New Zealand. We're still not on the right track to close the wage gap with Australia. Having John Boscawen as Deputy Leader will further elevate ACT's campaign against the emission trading scheme tax, which is going to prove so costly to New Zealanders. David Garrett will continue to hold the position of Party Whip. Heather Roy has made a valuable contribution to the ACT Party over many years, and I sincerely hope that will continue. Thank you very much. Well, the caucus made a decision that John Boscawen should be Deputy Leader. No. I've asked Heather to reflect on things. This is a tough day for the ACT Party, and it's very, very tough for Heather. So I've asked her to reflect on things and take a two-week break. But the way I'd put it is it's tough for ACT, it's tough for Heather. But it's much tougher on farmers, families and businesses that are having to carry such a big cost, particularly with the emissions trading scheme.
Let's just answer that question. Why was she not on the vacancy?
Well, there was a vacancy because the caucus had a vote and decided to promote John Boscawen.
What reasons behind it?
I'm not prepared to go into the issues that were discussed at caucus.
Well, what are the reasons for the public and the people who voted for you? And they saw the risk with Heather Roy at number two,
yes.
And now she's not. Can you please tell them why that is? Why have you done that?
Yes, I can. The caucus had a vote and made the decision to elevate John Boscawen to that position on the basis that, looking forward, we wanted the best team into the next election.
And why was she no longer part of the best team?
Well, she is hopefully part of the best team. She's a member of the ACT Party.
But not part of the best top two. Why is that?
Well, again, I make the point that this is a decision that's made by the ACT caucus and then endorsed by the board. It's that decision that I'm reflecting here today.
Are you prepared to deny that she was acting in a way that may undermine the leadership?
I'm not prepared to comment on any issues. They were all well canvassed in the caucus, and that's where it remains.
Sorry? I'm not
prepared to comment about what goes on in caucus, either affirming it or denying it. I'm not prepared to discuss what was considered in caucus.
that's in front of you, the facts that are on the table?
Well, the facts are these. The facts are these, that John Boscawen put his hand up to be deputy leader. That required a vote in the caucus. A vote was had. John Boscawen succeeded in becoming the deputy leader. They are the facts.
Did you lose your confidence, Mr. Hyde, as a minister?
I'm not prepared to discuss that.
Has Peter Roy threatened to resign, Mr. Hyde?
No.
Well, when you've asked her to reflect on what? On her future as a
minister? Oh, I just think it's a very tough day, you know, for her. And I've suggested that she take some time out and, you know, just consider carefully what her next decision is.
It was untenable for her to remain as deputy leader, though, wasn't it? That couldn't have continued.
Well, that's not a decision that I make or any individual MP makes. That's a decision that the caucus makes.
What about you, Mr. Boscawen? Have you been
I'm looking forward to the job. It's a huge challenge. I think it's very important that the ACT Party succeed and grow its number of MPs at the next election.
What do you think of Heather Roy's dumping effectively for her dismissal?
I'm very grateful to have the support of the caucus and the board to be elected the deputy leader.
Was Heather Roy too disloyal to start?
I'm not prepared to comment on that.
So did Heather Roy resign and then the vote was put for you to become deputy leader?
I lodged a challenge with the caucus. As I'm required, I gave 7 days' notice the week before last, as I'm required to do under the Act Constitution, and the vote was held today.
And on what basis did you do that?
I believe that I could better assist Rodney in running our election campaign up until the election next year.
And at what point did you decide to make a challenge?
I lodged my challenge the week before last. I gave the requisite 7 days' notice, and the vote was held this morning.
Okay, that's 20 odd months into ACT's relationship with National. What was the trigger point? What event led to you putting that challenge in?
I believe that I was the best person to be in the role of deputy leader, and that I could ably assist Rodney in the leadership campaign. Sorry?
What was it that Heather Roy did that made you make the challenge?
Look, I'm not prepared to comment on individual details. I think the important thing is that I enjoyed the support of the caucus and the board.
But it's a bit ridiculous for the two of you to stand here and not give us a reason as to why Heather Roy is no longer good enough to be the deputy leader.
Well, you can say that, but, you know, the process is what goes on in caucus, stays in caucus. You appreciate that.
So what should we tell the public, Mr. Hyde, about why it is that Heather Roy is no longer the deputy leader?
Oh, that's such a great idea, Guyon. Here's what I'd like you to tell the public of New Zealand. The ACT Party opposes the emissions trading scheme. We oppose the hike in GST. We want to see less government spending. We want to see a boost in prosperity. The ACT caucus today made a decision that the best way going forward is to have John Boscawen as the deputy leader. And I think you'd have to agree he's been a ferocious and fantastic campaigner. So that's what you can tell.
It is true, isn't it, that she was destabilising your leadership? I mean, that's what you felt.
I'm not prepared to comment on what was discussed in caucus and go into the ways and wherefores. No, I'm not prepared to comment on that, Barry.
Well, many people have told me that that's the reason that she was destabilising.
Well, many people ain't me.
Well, why can you stand there and not give us a reason as to why this?
Because we have a process, and the process is that at any stage, any MP can challenge for a position of leader or deputy leader. John Boscawen put his hand up, the 7 days' notice was given, and then there was a vote, and John has succeeded to be the deputy leader.
So did Heather raise her concerns about your leadership at today's caucus? Were those issues about how the party's going canvas?
I'm not prepared to discuss what was discussed in caucus, and I think you'll appreciate that.
Is it fair to say that Sir Roger Douglas didn't vote for John Boscawen?
I'm not prepared to... I'm not prepared to discuss what happened
so
in caucus. I'm not prepared to discuss the voting
was
caucus.
Was Stephen Franks in the caucus?
I'm not prepared to discuss who was in the caucus.
Is there any chance of a legal challenge to what's happened today?
No.
What was Stephen Franks' role?
I'm not prepared to discuss that. I'm not prepared to discuss that.
Do you think you've, as an elected MP, that you should be more frank with the public?
What goes on, I think people will appreciate that. We want to have free and frank discussions in our caucus. All parties have free and frank discussions in their caucus, and then it's not appropriate that we drag over the entrails of what happened in the caucus. What we are being free and frank about is to say that, you know, there was a challenge, there was a vote, and the ACT Party is looking forward with John Biscayne as deputy leader succeeding at the next election better than it has in the past?
This is ultimately a very simple question, though. Why is John Biscayne a better deputy leader than Heather Roy?
There's a very simple answer to that, because the caucus chose him.
That's a how, though, not a why.
No.
Why is he better?
Well, because the caucus decided, and who decides who's best in our constitution is the caucus.
And what was their rationale?
I'm not going into that. Because John Biscayne got the vote in caucus to be the deputy leader. Not at all. Because I'm explaining to you that the caucus had a vote and the caucus has decided. I'm not prepared to go into the reason.
Why was caucus so disappointed with you?
They're not disappointed, they had a vote. Well, they've had a vote. Well, I'm not prepared to go into the whys. No, it's not about what you suggest when you say, why can't you be honest, is that there's some level of dishonesty. No, what I'm saying is I'm not prepared to discuss what was considered at caucus. What I am able to report is that there was a challenge and there was a vote, and the caucus considered John Biscayne to be the best person to carry ACT forward as deputy leader.
Is that as much information as you're
going
to give to people who support
me? Well, yes, through the media, yes.
Do you think they deserve a bit more than that?
Well, maybe if you come to our meeting, Sky, and you will hear more.
Really? Is the problem you just don't want their publicity? You don't want the fact that she's been rolled because she's disloyal and she has doubts about your leadership? Is that what you're afraid of being reported in the media?
No. No, my report to the media is this. You know, is exactly what I said. I don't want to go on ad nauseam, but I'm not prepared to divulge, you know, that we discussed a range of issues, we had a process and we followed it.
Don't you think you're answerable to the public, though, not just to your caucus?
Yes,
you're answerable to the public.
Of course I am.
Well, why don't you answer the question as to why a cabinet minister is being dumped?
Because I'm not prepared to go into the discussions of what occurred at caucus.
So the public doesn't have a right to know.
Did you tell the Prime Minister the reasons she was voted out?
I told the Prime Minister that there was a challenge. We have a full and, you know, great relationship of trust. So as soon as there was an issue, I'd advised him that there was an issue, and I've kept him abreast of any development. And today, as I said in my release, I advised him that there'd been a vote and John Biscayne was a deputy leader.
Did you tell him what the rationale was?
No.
Well,
I told him the rationale in the sense that there was a vote.
Did he express any views about the change in minister?
No, he regarded it as ACT caucus and party business.
Yeah, it's clear whether or not. Have you asked Heather to stay on?
Has
she indicated to you that she wants to leave?
I've asked her to take 2 weeks to reflect, because it is a tough time.
Do you expect her to last out this parliamentary term as a listing
thing? I sincerely hope so.
Has she made any demands for that?
No.
How was her emotional state?
Oh, look, it's very tough, you know, but, you know, Heather's a tough lady. But it is very tough for all of us. This isn't easy. It isn't easy for the leader. It isn't easy for John Biscayne. It isn't easy for the caucus. It's certainly not very easy for Heather. I accept that.
Why wasn't it easy, though?
Because it's not easy to make such tough decisions and have to confront the media and explain that we've made that decision.
So clearly there was a good reason for doing it, then. It wasn't just...
Well, again, I feel as I'm repeating myself and we're not getting anywhere, because the reason ultimately is that the caucus had a vote.
Is your leadership stronger now?
Oh, look, I've always made it clear that a leader is always subject to a vote. And that means that you have to work hard every day to maintain the support of your colleagues.
Including you. You're subject to a vote as well.
Of course.
Was there a vote today on leadership?
No.
There was no vote today on leadership?
No.
Have you had any concerns over the past 12 months about the strength of your leadership?
I've had concerns about my performance, and I'm always trying to do better. And I regard it as, if I can do the best job that I can on behalf of the people of New Zealand, on behalf of the people that voted ACT, on behalf of the ACT Party, and indeed now as a minister on behalf of this government, that's the best I can do. And I focus on being the best that I can be. I try to be the best MP that I can be for Epsom.
Have you felt that your party and your members, both caucus and outside, have been fully behind your leadership over the past year?
Yes, but there's always concerns, because we always strive to do better.
Did you ask Mr. Biscayne to challenge your leadership?
Look, I'm not prepared again to discuss. No, well, I'm not prepared to discuss what goes on in caucus.
Did you ask Mr. Biscayne to challenge him?
No, I'm not prepared to go into what.
Denying that?
No, I'm not denying or confirming anything, because what I'm saying is there was a caucus. John Biscayne came to his conclusion, his own conclusion. I have to say to you, The one thing that, if you know John Boscawen, is that he is his own man.
Did you ask him to stand?
I'm not prepared to go into who did what when.
What were your questions, Mr.
Boscawen? Let me make one thing very clear. It was my decision and my decision alone to challenge for deputy leadership last Thursday week.
And what did your leader say to you when you said that?
We have all sorts of discussions within caucus. I'm not prepared to devolve the discussions I have with Heather, Roger, David or Rodney. But I could repeat again, it was my decision and my decision alone to challenge for the deputy leadership last Thursday week when I lodged my challenge.
Was it your idea to challenge on your own?
Yes, it was.
Could you discuss that with the leadership?
I discussed it with all members of caucus.
So, yes, you discussed it with Mr. Hyde?
I discussed it with all members of caucus.
Including Heather?
Yes, but I discussed it with Heather, yes, last Thursday week.
What'd she say?
Well, look, again, we're repeating ourselves. We're going a bit round in circles, so we've got to prepare for Parliament at 2 o'clock at question time, unless there's a new question. One that we haven't touched on.
I had a little one. Just how long was today's discussion about the
caucus typically runs from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. I think we were finished about 12.
Did the board have to meet does under the Constitution, does the board have to confirm the appointment?
Yes.
And when did it meet then?
12 o'clock.
By phone or
yes.
In person?
By phone.
And do you think, Mr. Crozier, that grassroots members of the party will be pleased at the new deputy?
I think the appointment of the deputy is primarily a concern for the workings of caucus. I don't see any reason why members should not understand that.
Were you aware of any moves by Heather Roy to undermine Mr. Hyde's leadership?
Not as such, no.
That's not a very definitive answer. Not, you seem to be leaving some room for the idea that that was a, she's been disloyal in any way?
No.
Has she been completely loyal?
No. Isn't it true that you've seen off a leadership challenge and you're now a stronger leader? I mean,
no.
So there was no challenge to your leadership any time over the last couple of months?
No.
Mr. Crozier, how did you feel about Heather's speech at the annual conference, which wasn't in that
support? Well, I don't know that I have any comment on that, really. Heather spoke of things the way she saw them. And,
does that mean to her downfall, do you
think? Not at all.
Okay, team, thank you very much. We've got to get ready for Parliament. And again, thank you for coming along on a trying day. Thank you.